Today, in this episode, we are reminded yet again what the Father's business is all about. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, but I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Joshua 14 and 15, Psalm 146 through 147, Jeremiah 7, and Matthew 21. And as our ministry has been intentional for the past 2+ years since our inception, in the way of doing ministry in the margins and in the shadows of Lake County, we've been able to develop a few relationships with those in need and those being unreached, right? Not being reached in our community. But one thing I've noticed that happens to many ministries has a likelihood of happening in ours if we are not careful. It's the dreaded mission drift. Unless the core values and heart of the mission of an organization is about being consistently reviewed, right? And the goals are consistently realigned to it, before they know it, they can have veered off course from what it's set out to do. And a shackled is about ministry to the marginalized, the forgotten, the poor, those doing life in the corners of Lake County and beyond. And I mention that because I felt yet again God's word reminded us all who he is and what he's about. Several episodes ago, we discussed Jesus' mission statement from Isaiah 61 and Luke 4. Today, we see shades of it repeated again with two readings in Psalm 146 and Jeremiah 7. The psalmist first says in verses 5 through 9, "Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin." Y'all, this is the Father's business. God is reminding us again that this is who our God is, and those that follow him and align themselves with this, the Creator's work, that's what they should be doing. Working on behalf of the oppressed, the hungry, the imprisoned, the blind, the lowly, the sojourner, the widow, the fatherless. These are all who we think of when we think of the marginalized, the most vulnerable in society. This is the mission we need to keep fresh before us, because we can easily focus on the low-hanging fruit if we're not careful, and simply focus ministry to just those in our midst, just those who would be the easiest for us to reach each and every day. While those are definitely not to be bypassed, if we, the church, are not intentional about the vulnerable, who is? God is making it really clear, whether his people follow or not, he is. He is on mission to reach them. We do not have a mission, y'all. Truly, God has a mission, and his mission should have a church. Are we that church? In Jeremiah 7 today, God echoes the mission that was listed in 146, and he gives some promises to it. He says, "For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice one with another, if you do not oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever." Do we want to dwell in the promised land of God? Do we want to find peace and rest in the places God has led us? Then we must be about the Father's business. It's not simply preaching the gospel, but doing the gospel in a big way, intentionally toward those that are the forgotten of the world. As we redirect our focus in that way, we will find that we are in the path of the blessing and promise of God. He has a mission. Have we decided to join him in it? Let us pray right now for God's help to remind us daily of our great calling and refocus our mission today as we meditate on this truth. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for your word that, wow, as I make it through this year, I'm reminded that there aren't a great vast number of truths that you want to tell us, but there are some core ones that you continue to find new and engaging ways to tell us, to remind us, to drill into us, Lord God. And I believe it's because you know that we are prone to wander, that we will experience mission drift unless we are reminded yet again of what the mission is. Lord God, keep us focused on those not only who are far from you, but are far from the love that you want to express here in this earth, Lord God. Those who are on the outsides of things. Those who are often forgotten. Those who aren't in the mainstream, but are in these forgotten rivers along the edges, Lord God. Yes, yes. Point our heart toward the edges. Point our heart toward the edges, Lord God. We thank you that you are there waiting for us to join you. But we need your strength. We need your spirit to move. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on the podcast. I hope it's blessed you, and I hope that you are experiencing now the Spirit of the Lord continue to work and move you toward the path that he's calling you to. So if you don't mind, head on over to 5bythefire.org. If you're listening to the podcast, leave a comment over there, engage over there. If you're watching the video either on YouTube, you know, Facebook, Instagram, leave a comment below. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Anything that maybe God's doing in your heart as you're watching, make sure you do that. Subscribe or follow wherever you're at so you don't miss a single episode. Like it, share it, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.